Hi. We got inspired by this blog thing that was basically stay-at-home moms confessing that they just needed an anonymous outlet to let loose that I spent a lot of time trying to make it seem like being a stay-at-home mom is really, really hard, when in reality, it's...
The hard part is finding things to do?
No, but they definitely would never let their significant other realize that they're doing...
Like you said before, they're inflating...
But don't we all do that? Like, no matter what your job is, if you're the Subway guy, it's like your boss comes in, is like, man, I was slicing tomatoes all day, and it's like they come pre-sliced. Like, well, you try to pretend. All of us try to make it seem like nobody wants to come home at the end of the day and go, you know what, I didn't do crap today. You always make it seem like you did something massive.
Self-important, that way, especially to your bosses.
I mean, come on, dude. You've described your job to people like, you're radio? Oh, my God, that must be fun. You just sit and talk for 4 hours. It's like, oh, now it's so, like, we're, like, cranes and levers and
ramps,
Knuten
and
valves
pulleys
and flux capacitors. Huh. It's way off.
It's not.
So we're willing to admit that we're full of crap. And we're asking stay-at-home moms to do the same thing.
The show is about honesty.
So you're a stay-at-home mom. Confess it. What do you do that is nobody really knows that you do? Savannah.
Yai. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Working hard.
Yeah, we all. Oh, hold on. I got to lift some scotch tape. There we go. There it is. Okay, go ahead. What do you do that no one knows you do?
Well, I agree with Steve. It is not a job.
Oh.
It's a lot of work, but it's not a job. I've been a stay-at-home mom for 5 years now, and I've never gotten a paycheck, but I've been on call 24/7.
That's true.
For the past 5 years.
That is true.
But then to me, we're arguing semantics right now. Job, not job. I mean, you work harder than a lot of people who have actual jobs, so...
I guess I work longer.
Okay. Do you do some stuff that... people don't know. I mean, do you tell your husband, significant other, whomever, like, you know, I watched the entire first four seasons of Lost in 2 days because nothing was going on.
Well, I think he knows this, and I think he wouldn't even argue against it, because when he gets done with his job and he leaves it at the door, like, you know.
Good point.
He's able to come in and he's able to take control of whatever he wants to do.
You cannot.
I cannot. Yeah, if he wants to sleep all night when the kids are up, he can, and I can't. So it's kind of, you know, just a different side of the coin.
Wow. So do you feel guilty about it? I mean, or do you think he should feel guilty that he's able to, like, turn it off?
No, not at all, because this is the roles we played. I wouldn't have it any other way. I love that I get to be there for my kids all the time, and I feel very fortunate that I'm able to do that.
But when he gets home, he takes on his role, though, doesn't he? As a father, as a parent, or is it just always on you?
Sure, but, I mean, in the middle of the night, there's definitely that, you know, if the baby's up, he doesn't get up.
Because it's your job. I mean, I'm sorry, it's your task.
It's my task, yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's
but, you know, I also did get to have 3 hours of whatever I wanted to do during the day, whether it be clean the house, make dinner, or watch, you know, something on television. That was my choice.
Wow.
So I'm kind of my own boss, I guess.
All right.
I had a job.
Thank you for the call, Savannah, and thank you for the honesty. We appreciate it. Tracy.
Yes. Hello.
Yay! Hey.
Confessions of a stay-at-home mom. What do you do all day?
It depends. If the husband is traveling, I am on vacation. If the husband is at home working from the basement, like he mainly is, I'm busting my butt.
So you work harder when the boss is there.
Do what?
You work harder when the boss is there, and I don't mean boss in a bad way, but it's like when there's supervision around you. You do more, but when he's gone, the cat's away, so you're going to go crazy.
Yes, because, and here's my theory, is at nighttime, when everybody's asleep, if the little one gets sick, I'm up.
For the first year of my child's life, I was his only food supply. So therefore, I'm like, hey, I busted my butt until the little one went off to kindergarten, because I couldn't sit and watch TV for the first 5 years due to always having a child. I was the educator, the laundromat, the cook, the maid, everything. But now, little one's in kindergarten. I still have not returned back to a job, as you guys would like to refer to it. So, because, you know, I'm not paying my taxes, I want to sit and freeload off my husband when he's out of town.
Huh.
But when he is home, I make sure he has breakfast, lunch, and dinner cooked and brought to him, and everything is done. He doesn't have to put his shoes up, nothing. He is the king.
See, that's...
When he's at home.
Would you sign up for that relationship, Steve?
You know what? I don't need to be put on a pedestal or be the king, but I see where she's coming from, though. I appreciate that. But when I got home, I'd want to kind of give her a break and take over the role as a parent.
You would want to, but dude.
Oh, yeah, my husband does that. I mean, if I want to do the dishes and I say, go give him a bath, he goes and gives him a bath. Go brush his teeth. He does that. But at nighttime, if the little one's sick, who gets up in the middle of the night?
You do, because it's your task.
On top of that, I have two stepchildren that come in town in the summertime, two teenage stepchildren who I take care of, and if I went back to work, he'd never see his other children.
Yeah, yeah.
So my workload doubles or triples in the summertime. So, yeah, when my husband goes out of town, you best believe I'm going to watch Netflix all day long in my pajamas.
Well, you know he can look that up. I'm just saying. If he wanted to. Like, I've never looked it up personally, but I've heard you can look it up.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Tracy. We've got a house husband on the phone.
Nice.
Who's willing to admit what he does all day. Tell us, if you're a stay-at-home mom, tell us the truth. What do you really do all day? Is it as hard as you pretend that it is? We're doing Confessions of a Stay-at-Home Mom.
Show's about honesty, so ladies, stay-at-home moms, go ahead and just tell us, are you really working every minute of the day?
We're not trying to be stereotypical, but according to this blog that we found, we understand that as a stay-at-home mom, you do the cooking, the cleaning, the laundry, the child-rearing, all that other stuff.
But
what is the other stuff you pull off in the day that you're not going to be like... We all, like, you do laundry and you make it seem like it took you 4 hours when, I mean, really, you shove it in the machine and you hit start and then come back. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, folding takes a little while.
Right.
But otherwise.
What are you really doing? We've got a house husband here. Mike.
Yay, guys.
Yay.
So I am a house husband, and there's days where I just bust my butt and get the house done. And then there's days where I don't do anything but sit on the couch, play Xbox. Maybe watch a couple movies.
Yeah.
I make sure dinner's ready when my wife and my mother-in-law get home.
Nice. See, thanks for the honesty.
But do you tell them that's what you did all day?
No. I usually tell them, you know, I vacuumed the house or I dusted or... I mean, I tell them it's something small that I did, but it gets me off the hook.
And... I love your honesty, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's exactly what we need. Like, we're not saying that you're a bad person for doing that. Every job in the world does that, where it's like you spend half your time clicking around on YouTube links or whatever, and then when your boss comes by, you do 15 minutes of work, you get paid for 8 hours, and at the end of the day, you're like, you know that Heidelman project, I did that all day. No, you didn't. It took you like 5 minutes to produce a spreadsheet and then shut up.
Yeah, Heidelman didn't require a lot of work.
Nobody. You played Xbox. It is what it is. You're just like the rest of us.
And you know, but what I'm saying, like, most of the time it's like Monday through Thursday, I'm busting my butt trying to get the house cleaned. So Friday through Monday, I can just play Xbox.
Wow.
There you go.
Thank you for the confession, Mike. We appreciate it. Michelle.
Yeah.
What are you you're confessing as a stay-at-home mom? What do you do?
Well, I have to first of all say my kids go to school all day,
okay.
And my husband travels. When he's out of town, I don't do much. But it's because I work really hard before they go to school, and I work really hard all night and running them around.
Okay, work really hard all night. If it's a night where they've ate their food and nobody's going to throw up, nobody's got diarrhea, nobody's having a nightmare, you don't work at all. They sleep.
That's not true. No, from 3:30 to like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, we've got homework and running around. So all day long, I don't do much.
You know what? I hate split shifts, but Michelle, you work a split shift every day, and that sucks.
It sucks, but hey, all day I'm on Facebook. I'm hanging out with my friends. I get to go to yoga.
Listening to Slacker and Steve.
It's
right,
true.
Right. Mm. You know, carpool is stressful.
But do you pretend to your husband that you do stuff in those hours between dropping your kids off and the hecticness after you pick them up?
Oh, yeah. I have this thing on the refrigerator, my chore chart, and it outlines what I do every
nice.
Day.
Nice. Brilliant.
I don't do it.
You don't do any of it?
Most of it I don't.
That's awesome.
But it looks good on paper.
It does.
I love that you're at least putting yes. forward the whole thing.
I laminated it.
That is perfect. Thank you for the call, Michelle. This person is pretty serious. They, yeah. Shay.
Yes.
Yay.
So are you mad at this topic, or where's your brain at?
No, I'm not mad at all. It's not a hard job in the sense of work. It's hard keeping a toddler busy and trying to keep them learning instead of entertaining themselves.
Nice.
But you're admitting that it's not, like, all I'm trying to say is, like, even, I almost guarantee you, nah, maybe a brain surgeon is a different thing, but almost every job, like rocket scientist or whatever, like, there's a lot of schooling that goes in, and you do all this stuff, and then you get the job, and then day to day, you're going to get in Starbucks, and you're hanging out on Facebook, and you're like, you're not, like, how much time is actual rocket science? Probably not that you're like, there's not a lot of time where you're on a whiteboard, like going X times the E exponential. What, like the rest of the time, you're just like, hey, Bob, did you watch The Voice last night? Oh my God, Christina Aguilera is getting fat. Yeah, you're telling me. And like, and you're not actually being a rocket scientist.
No, I definitely didn't listen to the first. It's not rocket science. It's a pretty easy job, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Nice.
But so, but you will admit that you inflate your importance a little bit.
No, I don't inflate it.
Oh,
you tell your husband,
I did nothing today.
Today I was on Facebook for about 3 hours. You admit to like your downtime.
No, I don't admit to my downtime. There is a lot of downtime. Mm-hmm. And the other lady was right. The 3 hours is whatever you want
to
do.
In the background, it sounds like you have to go back to work now.
You mean back to task?
Task, yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call, Shay. One more here. Melissa.
Yay. So, Saka, I actually want to defend your wife.
Oh,
I am a stay-at-home mom, and I have a 6 and an 8-year-old, and I actually homeschool them.
Okay.
So I think my job is outside of, and yes, it is a job.
Yeah, it's work.
My job is outside of what you're talking about right now. But, you know, when I'm doing the housework, like the laundry or the dishes,
work.
I like to actually turn on an old rerun of Bewitched or Friends or something just for background noise, just mm-hmm. for something to sit there and watch. So could she actually be doing the housework while she's watching Netflix?
Nope. Because here's the thing. She does it on her laptop and her headphones are hanging there. She's not carrying her laptop around.
And she knows every detail about every episode.
But nice try. Nice try, Melissa. Nice try defending the womanhood. Thank you for the call, though. We really do appreciate it. We got to wrap this up. If you still want to confess, I don't think we're going to get as many anonymous confessions because it's on Facebook.
Right.
But if you want to, do it online.
Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFan.